Indigenous Issues of Canada, Episode 3, Self-Harm. I had a shiver run down my spine when I got to know about self-harm, an Indigenous issue that is relevant in Canada. Self-harm, commonly known as self-injuries when a person deliberately causes physical harm to themselves. Self-harming behaviors often occur in secret and can therefore be a long-term issue if it is ignored. The act is not actually intended to result in death. But frequent times when an individual does it without caring and completely ignores the outcome of death, they go out of their way and this gives the outcome of death for them. This type of death is called accidental death. If a person does self-harm and there is no help received, it is likely that they will continue to hurt themselves and are at risk for accidental or intentional death. In Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities, some cultural practices may be misunderstood as self-harming behaviors. The example of self-harming behaviors involve cutting, scratching, or tearing of skin, burning of skin with cigarettes, matches, and hot water, banging or punching for the cause of bleeding or brushing, pulling of hair and eyelashes, overdosing and eating or drinking toxic products. Evidently, having a sore cut, a self-harming behavior, is practiced as a sign of grief for the loss of a family member. It is important that the people who work in the area of social and emotional well-being tend to have an understanding of the term self-harm and are also well aware of the consequences of the Aboriginal issue amongst the Indigenous communities.